No, it's something that is intertwined. There's no question about it. And when you look at it, over the last 6 years, basically, we've had a lot of programs out there for housing. For instance, we've announced over 8 Canada Housing Benefit agreements, totaling almost $3 billion in cost match funding over 8 years to support 160,000 households. We've announced over $730 million in funding to support households in Ontario, and invested in the homelessness partnering strategy and reaching home from 2016 all the way to 2021 to combat homelessness. Homelessness is something that we're starting to see more and more in North Bay, and it's something that we're very aware of. And it's something that we have to work together with the municipal and provincial governments. Now, when we look at drug addiction, which seems to be one of the areas that is coming up most, there's been money that's been invested to date in drug treatment. And there has to be something that when someone is caught on a first offense with drugs, there should be a comprehensive program that includes substance use treatment and social service support for that person so that they can get off drugs and become part of the community. We've invested over $40 million on that so far, and that's something that I like to see, where we have drug treatment there for people who need it when they need it. Prison is not a place to go to get off drugs. We need to have programs that are there for people. And that's something that I've been advocating for years, and it is coming more and more. Now, going forward, we'll make it easier for people to get the help they need, as I said, when they need access to treatment. And that's something that I think is essential for the opioid crisis, as it is one of the greatest health emergencies since AIDS first came on the scene years ago. And that's something that is decreasing the life expectancy of many Canadians.